Hey everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes, a podcast where I combine the worlds of web development and business and share my experiences. This is podcast episode 54, where I'll be talking about Microsoft's acquisition of GitHub. So I'm actually going to go ahead and jump right in on this one because I'm seeing a lot of developers get frantic about this acquisition and how Microsoft is the company that's going to be acquiring GitHub. And so first, let me go ahead and explain what GitHub is for anyone that's unfamiliar. So GitHub is essentially a place where developers can upload and share their code. It creates open source software, and this allows for a really unique community where developers can contribute to other projects. And it's essentially free work. I think that's what's really interesting about it. But this creates like a really great community for software, because now we have these different projects, different tools, libraries, and frameworks in which a lot of the apps that you use probably depend on. And basically this contribution, the way that it happens is, let's say I want to use another framework or library, chances are it's available on GitHub, it's open source, so I can view the code. And if I find an issue, or maybe I want to add a new feature, instead of waiting on that company or that developer, whoever is maintaining that project, to add it in themselves, I can just do it myself. So I can go ahead, download the code, make some changes, upload it back, and submit a request saying, hey, here's the code that's fixing this bug or adding a new feature. And then it gets added in, hopefully, and boom, I'm now a contributor to that project. And there's a ton of projects that have multiple contributors this way, and a lot of browsers are some good examples for open source projects where, you know, if there's something broken, chances are someone's already found a fix and has contributed to it. So this creates a really great community, and GitHub is the most popular, kind of the standard place for open source software contributions. So let me go ahead and talk about some of the facts about this acquisition. So Microsoft paid $7.5 billion for GitHub, which is actually less than they paid for LinkedIn. I think that was around $26 billion. And GitHub was also valued at $2 billion back in 2015. So it's gone up quite a bit. There are about 85 million code repositories on GitHub right now. And the new CEO will be Nat Friedman, who's the founder of Xamarin, and he'll be replacing the old CEO slash co-founder, Chris Winsrath. So with all the boring stuff out of the way, why are people freaking out about this? So I think honestly, it's because of Microsoft's reputation, I guess, within the community, within the developer community in particular. But just in general, they haven't really been like the cool company. They haven't been the company that, you know, the developers look up to. Typically, it's, you know, Google or Facebook. They release a lot of good tools and they contribute to open source. But I think this is because everyone's view of Microsoft is of the old Microsoft. Let me go ahead and talk about some of the kind of the examples of old Microsoft. So there have been a couple of bad acquisitions that they've done. So the Skype acquisition being a big one, where Skype was a great app for video conferencing and just talking to people around the world. But then Microsoft acquired Skype, and they really heavily tried to integrate it into their platform, into their ecosystem. They've used Skype for their business plans and everything, trying to make it more corporate. And this in turn made Skype a really buggy app on essentially every platform. And, you know, it's just been really bad. Like everyone that's been using Skype, a lot of those users have tried to look for alternatives. Nokia acquisition was another one. A bunch of workers laid off, and Microsoft kind of failed in the mobile front. And so I think that's a big part in why Nokia failed in their acquisition of it. But overall, there's, you know, been a lot of kind of bad vibes with Microsoft. Windows Vista, Zune, if anyone remembers that, the MP3 player that was supposed to compete against the iPod. So yes, Microsoft hasn't really had like cool tech or anything in which left people happy, to be a Microsoft user. But that's been, some of those have been somewhat recent, but I consider that to be like old Microsoft. Now there's the new Microsoft, and this new Microsoft under the current CEO actually has been trying to be more open and more developer friendly. So they've actually done a lot recently. So here's some bullet points I have. So they open sourced all of the .NET framework on GitHub, and with all their contributions and everything, they've actually become the biggest contributor on GitHub, which is huge. Like they've beat out Facebook and Google, quote unquote, the cool companies, the developer companies, but Microsoft has really, turned things around there. They've brought the Unix shell to Windows, which I haven't personally used, and I haven't heard like great things about it, but it's still the goal that they're trying to go for, which is, developers use Unix, so why not have them use the same tools on Windows? And so they're trying to change their current platform. They're also trying to, get away from like, oh, we have Windows, so we must use it everywhere, including servers. But no, they've actually used Linux servers pretty much everywhere, and they're trying to switch to the cloud with Microsoft Azure and everything. And one of the biggest things that they've done recently that has affected me personally is they released a code editor, a text editor for code called VS Code, Visual Studio Code. And this is my favorite code editor, and I've kind of looking at the developer community, I feel like it's the most popular one. I'm pretty sure there's numbers to back this up, but I see a lot of front-end developers specifically using VS Code. And Microsoft has just been doing a really good job with it. They built an efficient editor that does the job right. And they've been keeping monthly updates with it. And not only like just bug fixes and stuff, just maintaining it, but they have added just really valuable features. Like in the previous month, they've added code collaboration, like being able to essentially, I forget the term right now, but it's like when you, oh, pair programming. So you can pair program with like a coworker or someone you're sitting next to, or someone that's working remotely. You can essentially have like a Google Doc, but inside of your code editor. So that's like something that's really cool. I've seen it before, but chances are this is going to be built into VS Code. And so they've been adding a lot of like valuable features to it. Now, the idea of using Microsoft software for development is not something that crossed my mind in the past couple of years, but I've been using VS Code now, and it's my favorite one. So, this is part of like the new Microsoft. I think Microsoft's starting to go back to its roots. Remember, if you remember the clip of Steve Ballmer at a presentation where he just shouts "developers, developers" over and over. And it's been like memed. There's like a music video and stuff, but yeah, like Microsoft's kind of going back to its roots. They're trying to, release more tools and software and make contributions for developers because, they feel like that's the best way to kind of win back the community and become like a cool company again, right? But, and it might have some intentions in terms of business and such, but they've generally, it seems like, been doing good for the open source community. So this is why I don't think that everyone freaking out is like I don't think there's a lot of reasons why people should actually be freaking out. I think a lot of like people are just remembering about old Microsoft and how they've had terrible acquisitions and nothing useful to come out for developers. They've been stuck in their ways, but recently they're opened up their platforms. They've been utilizing Linux and open source software, and so this is actually, I think, a good thing. Out of all the companies, I think Google would have been good as well.
I
And
always try to be helpful.
okay, that was my Google Home, which wasn't very helpful just now. But yeah, Google would have been fine. I think Facebook, which has contributed a lot to open source, that may have actually been a bad thing, considering just all the recent like privacy issues that has surrounded Facebook. And so Microsoft, with their focus back on developers and open source software, is actually a really good thing. And GitHub has been struggling financially, and they've had issues in terms of offering support for developers. It's been seen like as a black box that cool, like I'm using GitHub, but like if I try to get help on something or maybe find a good way to get paid as a contributor, GitHub hasn't been a lot of help in those areas. And so Microsoft, having the money but also having the resources, right? Being the biggest contributor on GitHub, they can now offer more people that can offer support, and maybe Microsoft can find ways to have developers get paid on GitHub, and just many different things. And I think, yes, bad can come out of this, but there's actually, I think, more good that we can predict right now based on Microsoft's recent actions. And so to close this off, I think that we need to change our thoughts and judge based on Microsoft's recent actions, and not just be stuck and think, oh, old Microsoft, they've been terrible, ew, Windows, or all, like all these things. Like I don't really think that, we should be stuck actually in our ways in terms of what we think of Microsoft, while Microsoft is moving ahead and offering a lot of cool things in open source. So that's basically it. I think this will be a good thing. It's going to be good for GitHub, and it's going to be good for the open source community. And but that's just my thoughts. That's just my opinion. There have been a couple of articles about this. I want to share one in particular from the Charged blog. This was written by Owen, and it's titled "Why Microsoft Acquiring GitHub is a Good Thing." So I'll have that link available in the description. And yeah, and let me know your thoughts. You can call in, and I'd love to feature that as a follow-up in terms of, what other people think about this. Has this episode changed your thoughts, or do you still think the same? Is there anything that I missed? Maybe there, have been recent actions by Microsoft that will prove that this is not going to be a good thing for the acquisition. So you can share your thoughts. You can call in on the Anchor app. Find Sunny Commutes on the Anchor app after downloading it, and you can submit a call in, which I can feature on an episode. You can also tweet me at SunnySinghIO. That's SunnySinghIO. And yeah, thank you for listening. I'll catch you on the next one.